Anything happening?
No, nothing. A couple of phone calls, but I convinced them they didn't need us.
Good. How about Fish? He off a mugging detail yet?
No, he's still in back dressing.
This takes a while, too.
Barney, Wojo, Chano, Harris, everybody gets mugging detail except me.
Really? I hadn't realized that.
Is there any reason why you don't send me?
No.
Is it because you think I don't look good in a dress? I mean, I think I'd look very attractive in the right light.
You want to go on mugging detail?
No, I just want to be asked.
Well, he hasn't checked in yet.
All right. Make yourself comfortable.
That's impossible.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Morning, Nick.
Hi, Harris.
Hey, Wojo.
Morning.
Morning, Fish.
Morning. Sure, you have something to say.
Take off the pearls.
Well, Joe.
Yeah.
When you had this detail and you were out in the park, what did you do? I mean, did you use the men's room or the ladies' room?
I waited.
That's no alternative.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
You a cop?
Yeah.
No kidding.
My name is Ravel. Master Sergeant J.R. Ravel. United States Army.
I recognize the uniform.
I'll bet you do. I want to speak to your superior officer. Please.
Well, we're pretty equal around here. Barney! Captain, I'll see you in a minute. At ease.
Yeah, I'm Captain Miller. What can I do for you?
Master Sergeant J.R. Ravel, sir. I run the recruiting station over at 3rd and Lexington.
Ah, yes.
You know it.
I've passed there, yes.
I just got a call from some wacko. Says he's going to blow the place to smithereens.
Have any idea who it might be?
Well, maybe, sir. I don't know his name, but there was some guy came in a couple of days ago wanting to join up.
Uh-huh. You recognize the voice?
You know, the cough. I mean, this guy on the phone had this cough and his hack like he was going to die. Sounds like the same man that came in.
You're certain of that?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, he made the same funny sound, you know, like...
Have a seat there, Sergeant. Just have a seat, Sergeant. Nick, get a mug book. We're going to show you some pictures and see if you can identify anybody. Sergeant,
yes,
you mind here? We'll help you out.
Here you go.
Imana.
Yeah, sounds pretty, don't it?
Don't make sense. I mean, why would anyone want to blow up a United States military installation?
Nostalgia?
Oh, hey, here it is.
What you got?
Oh, I had this company to look up my genealogy. You know, your ancestors, your family
yes,
tree.
Yes, I know the term.
Oh, well, this is it.
Now, whatever gave you the idea to do a thing like that?
No, I don't know. I mean, I just got this urge, you know, to find out about my past. To go back to my roots. You saw it, too.
Some of it.
You know, you can get a real sense of yourself, you know, from a knowledge of things gone by in the past, you know? I mean, the trials and sufferings of your blood kin experienced centuries ago. Mm-hmm. You know, the old problems of all the old tribal rulers.
You descended from tribal rulers?
I mean, there's been talk to that effect.
Dig on it. Bombers.
Thanks.
Mara, did you see my gloves?
No.
Maybe I left them in the locker room.
Yeah.
Is that a cop?
Yeah. We're plainclothes officers. We could wear anything we like.
No royal blood?
Oh, hey, I probably got it. I mean, they just didn't go back far enough to find it. They stopped at my great-great-grandfather, Ezekiel Harris.
Oh, was he a slave?
No. He owned a liquor store in Cleveland.
May we come in?
Certainly. Come on in.
Barney, you remember Jelly Popolardo and Victor Kreutzer?
Very well.
Hey, I didn't do nothing. I'm just here on a social visit.
We came to see Mr. Fish. Is he here?
Yeah, but he's not available right now. Why don't you just make yourselves comfortable?
Can I use the bedroom?
Certainly.
I don't get to go at home very much.
Why?
Yeah, excuse me, Benito.
That's right. I'll be fine. I'll wait right there for him.
Ravel went through the books. No luck.
Oh, all right. Tell you what you do. Call a police artist. Have him come down. Maybe we can get a sketch.
I called already. He's on the way down.
Very good.
Yeah. You know, I used to worry because usually we never seem to be on the same wavelength. I never have the right file you want, the information you needed. I'm doing something when you want me to do something else.
Well, apparently we're doing better.
I guess you're starting to think more like me.
Look, you gotta dig deeper. I mean, this thing you sent me here stops at 1916, plus that you got me stuck in Cleveland. What do you mean my family disappears after that? Listen to me. You either get me back to Africa or give me my 35 bucks back.
What are you laughing at?
I ain't laughing. I'm just scared.
I'm on a mugging detail. This is part of my job.
Yeah.
Look. What are you doing here?
I have to take Jelly and Victor to the dentist.
Yeah, we're going to get our teeth cleaned. You know, when they scrape off all that yellow junk, they get all the food out from between the cracks.
Get away from here.
I need some money, Fish. You forgot to leave me a check.
I didn't intend to.
All right, who asked for the artist?
Over here.
Sergeant Wilkinson.
Sergeant Yamana. Sergeant Ravel.
How are you?
Can I sit up here?
If you want.
Want? Want's got nothing to do with it.
It's okay.
Want. This isn't want, this is a living.
Sergeant Ravel saw the suspect.
Want is collages, wants pastels, and occasional lithograph.
The sergeant got a pretty good look at the suspect.
Did you get a pretty good look at the suspect?
Yeah.
What was his most unusual feature?
His cough.
Nope. It was more like...
You ever seen any of my work?
No.
Thanks for your time.
Okay, I'll be right down. I have to go on duty, Benny's.
What about Jilly and Victor?
We'll keep them for the time being.
No, I mean about the dentist.
All right. But this is the last cent I'm going to spend till the city gives me more money.
Thank you.
Please, please.
What are you afraid of? I'll smudge your makeup. That's a joke. Didn't you think it was funny?
You have no sense of humor, Benice. That's one of the reasons I married you. I have to go now, Benice.
We'll go down with you. Come on, Jilly, Victor, we're leaving. Bye.
See you around, Harris.
No rush, Kreutzer.
Look, could you make the eyes a little farther apart?
I can put his eyes in his ears if you want. Look, you saw the guy. I didn't.
How's it going?
Well, we're getting there.
You didn't use my chin.
Listen. Well, why don't I finish the sketch? And you go have a cup of coffee.
But wait a minute. What?
Help yourself, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
I hate having people watch me while I work. I used to like it. Not anymore.
Kind of goes with the job when you think about it.
I studied 7 years in Europe. Mm-hmm. Oils, watercolors, pastels.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I should be in Paris, painting landscapes, nudes. Instead, I'm rearranging noses.
Well, this stuff is worse than Army Joe.
Yeah, we drink it.
Hey. You know, you look like Army to me.
Marines.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what happened?
What are you talking about?
Why'd you quit?
My hitch was up.
Come on, you could have re-enlisted.
Figured I had more important things to do.
What could be more important than protecting your country?
We're protecting a little bit of it right here.
Have you ever considered a career in the Army?
I'm really not interested.
Listen, I got some literature back at the station I could send you.
I don't want it.
Don't mention it.
Hey, I'm a New York City police officer.
It's all right. We can retrain you.
That's it.
That's it. Okay, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
What do you say?
That's him!
Good. Okay, Wojo, let's get copies of these distributed around the neighborhood. You said he had a cough?
Okay.
Drop a copy off at Bellevue, Beekman, and the free clinics, okay?
Right.
Harris, go with him.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Good job.
Can't we work this out some other way?
That was fast work.
Mr. Hector.
He doesn't look like much of a mugger.
He's not a mugger.
What'd he do?
Try to pick me up.
I don't believe it.
No. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Excuse me, Captain. What's going to happen to me?
Well, Mr. Hector, that depends on Sergeant Fish.
Listen, I'm not a weirdo. It's just that it's hard for a guy like me to meet women.
Apparently.
I was just sitting at a park bench and she came by.
He.
Anyway, I was just attracted to him. I mean, he had this real sexy way of moving when he walked.
Dislocated his hip last year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but this was all a misunderstanding.
Why didn't you leave me alone? I told you to.
I thought you were flirting.
What did you offer me $20 for?
That's all I had.
Look, man, I just don't care how bad off I get. I'm just not going to stay in one of them places.
What places?
Hospitals.
Checked Bellevue, Beekman, all those. Left a picture. They said if the guy shows up, they'll call them.
Okay, good.
Barney, you ever spend any time in one of those emergency rooms? I mean, everybody's running around, they're yelling, screaming, crying for doctors.
That's called suffering, Harris.
Yeah.
I guess I just wish they'd keep it to themselves.
A real humanitarian, huh? I think Harris just had a traumatic experience in a hospital once, right?
And the nurse over at Beekman shot him down.
By the way, that genealogy company dropped off a package. It's on your desk.
All right. Now we're going to get into a little history.
Okay, Mr. Hector, I'm going to put you in a cage.
Oh. Listen, it's been very lonely for me. I'm a widower.
I'm not.
My wife died in 65.
Mine didn't.
What's the matter? Didn't you go back far enough?
Went back to 1400.
1400? Wow. Africa, huh?
Scotland.
Probably a mistake.
Oh, man, a ripoff is what it is. We ought to bust that gang of thieves. Look at my family crest. A bagpipe on a field of tweed.
Does stretch one's credulity a bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, just stall in there, and we'll be over in a few minutes. Yeah, right, fine.
What do you got?
Bellevue emergency. They're treating some guy over there. He say he looks just like the picture.
All right, take off. Harris, go with him.
Okay, Barn.
Nick, run over to that recruiting office and bring back Sergeant Revell.
Okay. Hey, Harris.
Yeah?
Maybe you really are from Scotland.
Ah, damn it.
I mean, you ever get the urge to drive on the left side of the road?
There is absolutely no humor in this situation.
We get a lot of laughs in this place.
Yeah, all right, just start getting inside, all right?
You gotta give me my medicine back.
Yeah, look, okay, but first you gotta answer a few questions, all right?
That's him. That is the guy.
All right, just hold it, will you? Barn.
Yeah.
Barn, this guy from Bellevue, his name is DeLuca. And that Revell just made a positive ID.
What are you, nuts? I mean, threatening the United States Army.
Take it easy.
I guess I'm gonna wacko ding-a-ling.
Take it easy. Take it. All right, now, Sergeant, are you certain this is the man who came into your recruiting?
Yes, sir. I never forget a cough, sir.
Mr. DeLuca. Earlier today, someone called Sergeant Revell here and threatened to blow up his recruiting station.
Yeah, that was me, and I was going to do it.
You admit making the call?
They deserved it for what they did to me.
Which was what?
Yeah, look right here in the newspaper. I cut it out 2 weeks ago.
Army admits germ warfare experiments conducted in New York subways. Yeah, I read that myself.
Yeah, they planted germs, bacteria. They was using us for guinea pigs.
So if the United States Army did that, they had a very good reason.
Sure, see how sick they can make people.
All right, just take a seat, Mr. DeLuca.
Can you believe I had this course since 1961?
Would you care for some water?
Isn't it possible that another cause for your coughing?
That ain't all. I got headaches, nausea, insomnia.
Well, that could happen anywhere.
Hey, I got VD six times. Explain that.
You go to that place where they...
Nick! Just take Sergeant Revell's statement.
Sergeant?
Bojo, take care of Mr. DeLuca here.
Hey, Barn.
I check your prior. You're clean. Come on.
Where are you taking me?
I'm releasing you.
I'm very grateful.
Come on over here and sign for your valuables.
What a waste. Man, this paper is ridiculous.
What's the matter?
Oh, look here, man. I mean, I know that somewhere, somebody in my family has been in Africa.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but look at this. I mean, according to this, my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a commander in the Scottish Dragoons of the British Infantry. Come on, can you believe that?
You know, the British Army got around. Went in places like Rhodesia and South Africa and places like that.
Man, they are trying to make me believe that some Scotch dude bivouacking in Swaziland is responsible for my being here.
With kilts, it would be easy.
Okay, you can go now.
I want you to know I appreciate your consideration, Sergeant.
That's okay.
You know, you have a very nice smile, but I guess you've been told that before.
Never. Mr. Hector.
Lou.
I'm a normal man. You're a normal man. It just wouldn't work out.
I understand what you're saying.
Good.
You want to go to a ball game?
I don't like baseball, Mr. Hector. Goodbye, Mr. Hector.
Goodbye, Sergeant. Listen, listen. If you ever get that detail again, I'd like to take you to lunch.
Forget it.
Finish now?
Yeah, thanks for your help.
I don't hold any grudges. I mean about the war and all, you know?
I was in the Army.
You what?
Venise Division. We landed in Italy.
Venise Division? On our side?
The 442nd, United States Army.
And he said it. So it didn't make any difference to you, who won?
Somebody has to stop him. Don't you understand that?
Easy. Look, Mr. DeLuca, according to this article, the Army stopped its experiments in 1970.
Then how come I'm still... Sick.
Cough sounds pretty bad.
They took away my medicine.
Yeah? Where is it?
Back at Bellevue.
Mr. DeLuca, how about this? How about if Detective Harris and Detective Wojciechowicz take you back to Bellevue for some of your medicine?
Sure. Yeah. You want us to go all the way back to Bellevue just for some cough medicine?
Absolutely.
You know the cough syrup with the arms that tie in the back?
Oh, yeah, right.
Bonnie, I'm checking out.
Yeah, me too, pretty soon.
All that stuff about germ warfare in the subway. That's a lot of nonsense.
Probably. I mean, you've been riding the subways for years.
One is with a cab.